with me?
Yes, it's Matt.
Famer.
I have Mr. Mann on the line.
Thank you. Secretary Mann on 90.
Yes, sir.
When it rains, it pours.
Got another one?
Yeah, what's happening in Panama?
Well, nothing that I know of except that they've changed their ambassador. Ilo Eka resigned, and they're calling back their Panamanian ambassador to Venezuela and making him part of the three-man delegation. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm just reading. How's Anderson? His negotiations coming,
oh,
and we're
the whole story.
We're moving right into. The anniversary down there. I had an anniversary yesterday, and we're going to have another one there.
Right.
I remember January, and I don't want another one like last January.
And this is charged with a lot of dynamite. We're going over in about 15 minutes and talk to Steve Ailes. Been working for about a month and a half on a sea level canal treaty, which we have in draft form agreed to here. We're going to try to get the census agreement and hope to get that over to you this week or next week. Now, to stay ahead of this thing, I think we're going to have to talk with you about maybe calling in the leadership before Christmas at an early date and going over with them after you're satisfied with it, the text of the Sea Level Canal Treaty, getting their okay to start negotiating with Colombia, with Panama, and with Nicaragua, all three countries. Then crank up some publicity, which ought to improve our image. It's a very reasonable thing we're coming out with, but it's likely to be unsatisfactory to the Panamanians. For example, we're proposing an international kind of control administration, and the Panamanians essentially want us to dig the ditch and turn it over to them after we get our money back. And there are other issues of that kind that will have to be worked on. Now, we kept Bob Anderson informed about these things. He has a copy of all of this. He knows what we're doing. The Panamanians themselves haven't done much negotiating with him because they haven't been able to agree on a position themselves, and they were using our elections as an excuse. But we expect them to...
Well, why don't we push him to push them?
Oh, we've done that.
So that... we don't get charged with sitting with our hands in our pocket.
We've done that. The record is very clear. We've pushed them not once, but many times. And I told the boys 3 months ago,
let's add this one again today.
And make a complete record on this, that we're ready to talk anytime, anywhere, just as you said, and let's get started.
Well,
and
just tell
them about the election.
You instruct Anderson to proceed and get to contact them again and say, I'm waiting on you. Let's go.
All right, we'll do.
Now,
and we'll be talking with you
now
about
can't we make some adjustments down there in wages and show a little social consciousness before this anniversary?
I think we can. I just read a memorandum from the Defense Department, and they're opposed to nearly everything the ambassador's recommended. So is the governor, and so is O'Mara. So,
what did the ambassador recommend?
Well, one issue, for example, is flying flags all over the place, including on ships that pass through the canal. Another one is making Spanish an official language. I think we can probably buy that one after working it out, a second language in the zone. Another one is collecting Panamanian income taxes inside the zone for the government of Panama.
Wait just a minute.
Sir? Let me see what else here. Use of Panamanian postage stamps in the canal zone. The appointment of a consultant to the board of directors of the Panama Canal Company. The establishment of a labor advisory committee. Those are the, and supply them with free potable water to increase the annuity. Now I think we're going to be able to do some of these, and we have to do this, I think, before the end of the year, before Christmas.
Yeah, but even before that, if you can, because it's hot now, and they already getting nervous, and these students are not as well disciplined as I am. You bureau fellas, kind of keep me in straitjacket, and a year later, I find out that we're right where we started, and I thought that we'd have some fait accomplis on. I thought we'd have some coonskins on the wall after 11 months. So we got to crank up. Now, should I tell McNamara to review this thing again and see what he can do?
Well, why don't you do that? That would be helpful, and I will tell, I'm seeing Steve Ailes in a very few minutes, and we'll go over some of this.
You talked to Adlai Stevenson after his visit there?
I have a letter from him and a memorandum and so forth, yes. I haven't talked to him personally, but I wrote him a letter.
Well, let's do that, and who turned this down, Army?
Well, really, the time, the 11 months.
How about I say, who turned down all these recommendations?
Really, he's the chairman of the board of the Panama Canal Company, this corporation, and I think the sole stockholder.
Yeah, I know it, but I think McNamara's got more social consciousness than that. I just think that he'd rather make some adjustments in time rather than just plant his feet in concrete and
Of course, I think, Mr. President,
get ready to send in the Marines.
What's going to help us the most down there and up here is to get out in front with a lot of publicity on this this new canal, because then we can get this whole thing in perspective for the first time. We can tell our people and the world that the present canal is a wasting asset with a limited life expectancy. And we're going to negotiate a new one, quite a different one, a very modern treaty, and that we're therefore dealing with a wasting asset, and I think we can deal with it then and hope to get the two-thirds.